The Thunderbolts scored 8 runs in the second and third innings on their way to their second straight win over Lake Erie, 9-5 Wednesday night at Standard Bank Stadium. I'm Terry Bonadonna, and this is today's Windy City Thunderbolts podcast. The Bolts fell behind early when Russ Moldenauer hit a 2-out, 2-run double to put Lake Erie up 2-0 in the first. Windy City answered in the second. With runners at second and third and 2 outs, Travis Weaver hit.
Weaver lines up the middle. That is through for a hit. And it will tie the game as West comes in to score on the 2-run single for Travis Weaver.
After Weaver stole second, C.J. Gilman singled him in and stood at first for Chris Wade.
The 0-2 to Wade. Line out to left center field. That's into the gap, and that's a big hit for Chris Wade. Gilman around third base. He's going to come in to score. Wade turns on the jets. He's going to try to make it to third, and he will stand up with an RBI triple.
They added 4 more in the third. The bases were loaded with 2 outs when Weaver struck out swinging. The third strike, though, was dropped, and Chad Krager hustled in to score. Gilman followed with the bases still loaded.
He swings the first pitch and lines it out to left center. A base hit for Gilman. Decker scores. West scores. Weaver into third. And now he's rounding third as the ball is bobbled in the outfield. Here comes the throw to the plate. Not in time. Gilman up to third base. It's a 3-run hit for C.J. Gilman, and the Thunderbolts have extended their lead to 8-2.
The Crushers fought back, scoring on an RBI ground out in the fourth from J.C. Figueroa and in the sixth from Brian Erie. Windy City made it 9-4 in the bottom of the sixth on a Mike Torres RBI single. The Bolts faced one more jam when Lake Erie loaded the bases with one out in the seventh. Robbie Cousdale singled home one run, but Andy Mee got Wally Correa to ground into a double play to end the threat, and the Thunderbolts held on for the 9-5 win. Steven Sauer allowed 5 runs in 6 3 innings, picking up the win, and Paul Fagan allowed 8 runs, all unearned, over 3 innings for the loss. The Thunderbolts remain 1 game out of a playoff spot. The series concludes Thursday night when Mike Recchia takes the hill for Windy City against Lake Erie's Matt Smith. Thanks for tuning in to today's podcast.